Farmers aren't the only ones who keep a close eye on Mother Nature's shenanigans during the growing season. Around the world, grain buyers, millers, and bakers track the progress of the U.S. wheat crop, eagerly awaiting the quality and quantity of each year's harvest. Moving past the headlines and putting those critical customers in direct contact with the U.S. wheat industry is the job of the U.S. Wheat Associates, the industry's export market development organization. To do so, U.S. Wheat invests funding from the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service export market development programs to bring trade teams from overseas customers and stakeholders to the United States each year. These visits provide important selling points in a world marketplace where Kansas wheat producers compete against their competitions in Canada, Argentina, Australia, and the Black Sea. On the heels of a team of next-generation flour millers and commodity buyers from the Middle East and North Africa, Kansas Wheat recently hosted a team of senior managers and wheat buyers from five Colombian flour mills and the leader of FENMAL, the Colombian Milling and Wheat Food Industries Association. Over 9 days, these customers also visited Washington State and Ohio. The team visited Kansas Wheat and IGP Institute, Cargill Terminal Elevator in Salina, and the Kansas Grain Inspection Service Station. Back in Manhattan, the team also visited N-Grain, which provides innovations in milling and baking that improve bread volume, optimize pasta texture, and enrich baked goods. The in-person visit to Kansas and other wheat states reinforces the reliable reputation of U.S. wheat and helps maintain exports to the important customer. Colombia is currently the largest destination for U.S. wheat in South America. The United States enjoyed a 30% market share in the 2021 calendar at nearly 20.14 million bushels, up from 22% the prior year. In the 2021 calendar year, Colombian wheat consumption totaled 62.24 million bushels. The majority of that wheat, 76%, was consumed as bread or pastries, above the Latin American average of 69%. Cookie and cracker consumption made up 9.5%, and 14.5% was consumed as pasta. And this market still has room to grow. Colombian per capita wheat and bread consumption remains the lowest in South America, about half that of neighboring countries. For example, bread consumption was 56 pounds per capita per year compared to 215 pounds in Chile. This combination of growth opportunities, favorable importing logistics, and increasing market share make teams like this one from Colombia an important activity for Kansas Wheat and other state wheat commissions to work with U.S. Wheat to showcase the reliability, quality, and value of the wheat grown here in the heartland every year. Learn more about the different trade teams U.S. Wheat has organized this summer at www.uswheat.org. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.